Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed the repeal of an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War.
Today, we should not rest, but we should recommit to protecting women's bodily autonomy, their ability to make their own healthcare decisions.
Welcome to Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Chris Middleton gonna launch one from three. He banks it in, and now he's shrugging his shoulders like MJ.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Otis to the cup on the other side. He'll lay it in. Fans going nuts. Here at Fiserv Forum.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers in the opening round of the Eastern Conference playoffs from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Final horn sounds, and rumors of the Bucks' demise have been overstated.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
It is game number 6 in Indianapolis tonight as the Bucks look to force a game 7, the Bucks and the Pacers. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for this one tonight. And Dave, we'll start with the biggest news of the day. The Bucks now know they will have one of those two big missing pieces in Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard back in the saddle again, and that is no small bit of news as he started the day doubtful with that right Achilles tendonitis that kept him out the last two games. But he's been nothing short of spectacular in this series. 32-plus points a game, 5-plus assists per game, shooting 44% from beyond the arc. Now, the question is, which version of Damian Lillard do we get tonight? Because he has sat, and, you know, you wonder exactly how healthy he truly is. He's going to come out here and try to gut it out. So we'll see what that looks like, but obviously that's a big boost for this Bucks team in another elimination game tonight. And I got to tell you, Justin, when we talk about the psychological facet of this game here tonight, it is going to be very interesting to watch because this Pacers team is suddenly in a spot where the pressure has shifted to them here for Game 6, knowing that Lillard's back tonight, the potential for Giannis to come back on Game 7 on Saturday is there. They know they need to take care of business tonight if they want to avoid potentially letting a 3-1 lead slip away in this series.
And as we've covered a number of times, it's a team in the Bucks that has a lot more experience than the Pacers do in the postseason and having closed out teams before. But as we've said, you got to get to Game 7 first. To do that, you've got to win tonight. We'll hear from Doc Rivers. We mentioned the inclusion of Damian Lillard. What the rest of the injury report looks like, we will take a look at that coming up momentarily, but that is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know headed into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. We'll take a look at the other names on the injury report as we get set for Game 6 after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and thick with strong roots. Hurry in to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix in our garden center. And check out the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
The 2024-25 buck season promises electrifying performances, unforgettable plays, and even more historic moments. Be part of it by securing your seats now at Bucks.com/full. Buck season ticket members get the best pricing, premier ticket locations, and exclusive benefits. Secure your season membership and lock in your seats for what's sure to be an unforgettable 2024-25 season at Fiserv Forum. This era of Bucks basketball is something special. Get your tickets now at Bucks.com/full.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to take a look at the injury reports for tonight's matchup. Giannis is out once again. A left soleus strain that's going to keep him out for the 6th game in this series and 9th consecutive game. The big news, Damian Lillard is in. He is available, was upgraded from doubtful to questionable earlier this morning, And as we learned about 30 minutes ago, Damian Lillard is available tonight. For the Pacers, Ben Mathurin is out with a right labral tear. Tyrese Halliburton remains on the injury report, questionable with back spasms. Same designation he had the previous two games where he did play. The injury report is brought to you by Fratert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. When we return, we'll take a look at last night's NBA games and preview the other game on your schedule this evening after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
TMJ.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, taking a look at your NBA scoreboard. Last night, a pair of games in the playoffs. First of those saw the Boston Celtics eliminate the Miami Heat after a 118-84 win in Boston. They wrap up their series 4-1. Elsewhere in the West, the Mavericks thump the Clippers 123-93. That gives Dallas a 3-2 advantage in that series, with things shifting back to Dallas tomorrow night. And later on tonight, the 76ers look to avoid elimination. They host the New York Knicks. That series is 3-2 advantage Knicks. The other game on the schedule tomorrow takes place in Orlando, where the Magic host the Cavaliers. Orlando also needs to win to avoid elimination. They're down 3-2. The Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves, Denver Nuggets, and now the Boston Celtics. Those are the only teams that have advanced to the second round thus far. The only series we know that's locked in is the Timberwolves and Nuggets that begins Saturday in Denver. When we return, we will head courtside and hear the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. You will hear that next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Fratert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship, To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frater.com/cancer.
It's time to go courtside.
That just shows our ability. You know, we have the kind of talent on this team that we can have stretches like that. I think for us is understanding the beauty of having that, but also not leaning on that too much.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and Hydride have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through Steals for Meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time to go courtside and hear the very latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Let me see.
I asked Coach Carlisle, what was it about your defense that was able to, disrupt you guys, essentially? And he said they were able to slow down our pace. How do you slow that pace down in their arena tonight?
I don't think the arenas have much to do with it. You know, it's more what the humans have to do with it on the floor. So, you know, our offense helps. I thought we had a good offensive game. That helped. I thought our discipline, you know, getting back. But we have to do that in any arena. So we have to do it here for sure.
Is Damian going to give it a go tonight?
Don't know yet.
So you'll have to have him do his pregame and then...
Yeah, he's out there right now, I think. So we'll see.
Is Giannis going to be able to go tonight?
I don't know yet. So.
And same thing, he'll have to...
Yeah. He's more doubtful than Damian, but they both had great workouts today, and they want to see how they feel. The trainers have to assess, and we'll go from there.
We will hear more thoughts from Doc Rivers after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaceBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Bally Sports.
Dame time, Milwaukee!
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis,
the can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one! It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit PaceBig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Time to go courtside once more and hear some additional thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
I guess trying to plan for a do-or-die game, how does that affect anything for you?
No. I mean, we did the other night. We don't change anything, you know. Obviously, if we add two more players, that would help. We're all for that as well. But it's the same. I mean, you got to play the minutes that you have to play. You know, you can look at it more like minute-wise as a game seven, you know. But other than that, not much difference.
That's a career playoff high for Bobby the other night. Just what do you see from him maybe getting comfortable in this series?
Yeah, you know, he just he came in with the right mindset. You know, I thought his pace or tempo, whatever you want to call it, with him was perfect. You know, at times he gets rushed, and I thought the entire game he played at his pace, at his tempo, and when he does that, he's a really good player.
You know, even in game four, you know, before Bobby got ejected, you guys had, I think, a lot of confidence just playing without, you know, Giannis and Dame.
Yeah.
How much do you think that getting a win in game five, you know, had that girl? Or just where do you think that confidence has come from?
I think, you know, confidence comes through preparation. You know, I think our shoot-arounds and our practices have been very good. We've illustrated what we believe can win games for us without our two guys. It's more important that they believe it, and they do. And so I think that's where the confidence comes from.
That is Bucks head coach Doc Rivers as his team gets set for game six tonight in Indianapolis against the Pacers. And in case you missed it, the big piece of news here, Damian Lillard is available and starting tonight for the Bucks. Giannis, however, remains out. Sixth consecutive game in this series. He will have missed ninth consecutive game overall, recovering from that soleus strain. We are fastly approaching tip-off in Indianapolis. When we return, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane to give you some final thoughts heading into the game on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The dreams of a Greenfield girl are documented in the new film, Angels of Dirt. Wisconsin-based director Wendy Schneider says Charlotte Kanes caught her eye as a tiny motorcycle racer.
These young girls racing, and was very intrigued with their tenacity and their dedication to the sport.
Schneider filmed the girls' races for years, and Kane's dream to turn pro came true in her teens. But she died after an on-track crash.
For me, I'd been working on this film before she passed away. Her life and her footage lived through the work that I was doing. So I think there's a big healing that comes with this film.
Learn more about this beautiful tribute to Kane's at angelsofdirt.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Jay.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network getting set for Game 6 in Indianapolis. Rejoined by Dave Kane to get you set for tip-off here. And Dave, we cannot overstate it. Damian Lillard being available, huge for this team on a number of fronts. Number one, to help reduce some of the workload on Chris Middleton, everything he's given you. He is the leading scorer in this series. You've gotten big game after big game from him, but as we've touched on a couple of times, you need someone else to step up and give you consistent scoring. You've gotten it from Bobby Portis last game, but you have to find that other guy that can not only score but hit shots. Damian Lillard would fill that void for the Bucks.
Yeah, and if Chris Middleton can maintain any semblance of what he's been doing, you put him next to Lillard out there. I mean, this has kind of been the dream, right? When you brought Lillard in, obviously you get Giannis in there, but if those three guys were somehow playing at their best, I don't know how you stop this team. So we just really haven't seen that this season, and of course we won't tonight with Giannis out again tonight, but Lillard is back, and we'll see what kind of form he's in this game. But, you know, as much as we talk about the offense, to me, when I look at this game, one of the biggest questions I have, ironically, is where's the Pacers' offense coming from? And it seems a strange question to ask from this Indiana team. But, you know, they're coming off just their third sub-100-point scoring game this season and second in this postseason. So can the Bucks continue to slow that Pacers team down one more time, that transition defense? We've talked about it. It leads the list of needs for the Bucks. But if they do keep Indiana from getting out and running as much as the Pacers would like, well, the question then becomes, can the Pacers knock down three-pointers? And that's sort of what they've needed in their half-court offense when they haven't been able to run, and they've been up and down this series so far. So a couple things that are definitely worth monitoring. But, again, this is where it gets fun in terms of just watching the dynamics of the psychology at this point in a series with Milwaukee, who's dealt with so much pressure all season long. In this instance, it is the Pacers, I think, that have the greater level of pressure, even though the Bucks are facing the elimination game, just by virtue of the fact that they're still shorthanded. In some ways, you could make the case they are playing with a little more house money, just given everything they've gone through. So we'll see where it goes. It should be fun. I'll tell you one thing that's not a question. This place is going to be bumping for this game again here tonight.
And look, that's the big thing. It may prove to be what decides tonight. What version of the Pacers shooting do we see? What we saw in the last three quarters of Game 5 or what we saw throughout Game 4 and even in the first quarter of Game 5? I think the big thing is we've touched on before, you just can't dig a big hole if you're the Bucks in that first quarter. So you got to avoid the start that we saw in Game 3. Even though they did mount a comeback, it was ultimately too much to come back from. So that's going to be the big thing to monitor in this one, and we'll get our first glimpse at that momentarily. It is game number 6. The Bucks need to win to keep their season alive and force a game 7. Bucks and the Pacers. Dave Kane has the call after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Good evening and welcome again to downtown Indianapolis, where tonight the Bucks will look to stave off elimination in this best-of-7 series one more time, just 2 days after pulling out a shorthanded and lopsided win over the Pacers. Well, Milwaukee will attempt to do it again, this time in a hostile terrain here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane welcoming you again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball, and it is Game 6 in this Eastern Conference first-round series. And the Bucks come into this game hoping to notch yet another improbable win after becoming the first team in NBA history to win a playoff game minus the services of their top two scorers from the regular season. Well, tonight, one of them is back. More on that shortly, but first a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, we talked about this lineup for the Bucks. They come into this contest, and they will have a lineup that's a little more familiar to Bucks fans. They've gone 2-9 this season. When Damian Lillard has not played, well, he is going to play tonight. And again, we wait to see just what he looks like tonight in his return to the lineup after that Achilles tendonitis that took him out of the last two games of the playoffs. Last time we were in this building, it was actually game three when Dame suffered that first part of that injury. And he's been dealing with it already a couple times this season. But it was at that point going into overtime, he said, I don't have my burst. Well, hopefully he's got that burst back here tonight. The Bucks will be needing every bit they can get against a hungry Indiana team that is trying to advance on to the second round of the NBA playoffs for the first time in 10 years. A win tonight will put Indiana there for the Bucks. Well, they are trying to get into the second round for the first time since they played the Boston Celtics two seasons ago. Doc Rivers has advanced his teams at least one round in each of the last four seasons he has coached a team in the playoffs. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at your BMO starting lineups, that, and your opening tip. It is all coming up on the other side of this timeout here on the BMO Box Radio Network.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Visit bucks.com/partial to get started.
Well, here we go. It is plenty of gold in the house tonight here in downtown Indianapolis from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. It's a gold out here. They've had gold shirts sitting on the seats for hours now as fans filling the seats here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for the 14th all-time playoff game between the Bucks and the Pacers, with Milwaukee taking game five just two nights ago at Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks pulled out a 115-92 lopsided win against this Pacers team. And that was without both Giannis and Damian Lillard. So we'll see what they can do with Dame expected to be making his return again here tonight. Let's take a look at your starting lineups now. They're brought to you by BMO, official bank of the Bucks. And we'll start with the Pacers under their head coach Rick Carlisle, 64 years old. He's trying to get his team into the second round of the playoffs for the first time since getting the Dallas Mavericks to the finals and the title in 2011. He is the third winningest active head coach in his second stint with Indiana, who went 47-35 this regular season. Same five they've turned to all series long, as it will be Tyrese Halliburton, the Oshkosh, Wisconsin native out of Oshkosh North High School, where he was the number four player in Wisconsin out of high school. He has turned into an all-star now in the NBA, two-time all-star, and first year as a starter this season. But this series, in the last game, he struggled with his shot of it, just 6 of 14. Pacers at large struggled. Andrew Nembhard will be making the start as well next to him in the backcourt. Nembhard, second-year man at 24 years old, is averaging just under 14 points a game so far in this series. as he'll line up next to Aaron Nesmith in his first season with the Pacers after spending, should say second season with the Pacers after spending his first 2 years in Boston. He's in his fourth year now in the league at 24 years old as well. In this series, averaging 10 points a game, struggling to shoot just 32% from the field. Pascal Siakam, the two-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA selection, will be making the start as well at the 4'6'9", 230. He's averaging 21.7 points a game in the season at 23 points a game in this series, but just 14 points a game over the last three games since that outburst to open the series when he put up 36 points and 37 points respectively in games one and two in Milwaukee. Rounding out the starting five for the Pacers, it will be Miles Turner, 6'11", 250 pounds, the ninth-year man at 28 years old out of Texas. 13 points in the last game. That is the fewest points he's had in a playoff game since scoring nine against the Miami Heat in game one of 2020. And again, that's on the heels of putting up a playoff career-high 29 points in each of the prior two games. So those are the five starters for the Pacers. And now for Coach Doc Rivers' starting five, here is the BMO starting lineups for Milwaukee.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, a.k.a. Brookfield, California, the Weber State University.
Pat Bev here. Subscribe to the pod.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Bobby Portis Jr., Little Rock, Arkansas, University of Arkansas. Go Hawks.
Brook Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
Fifth time that Doc Rivers has turned to this starting five this season, fourth time in the playoffs, and you heard Damian Lillard's name to start it off. 97 points in the first three games of this series, second most in Bucks history in the first three games of a postseason behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 102 points when he was known as Lew Alcindor back in 1970. So he has had a scorching start to his playoffs with these Bucks. We'll see if he can carry it over here in an elimination setting again. Milwaukee certainly backs to the wall. They performed exceptionally well last time they were in this spot, in spite of the fact they fell behind by 10 points in the first quarter of that last game against Indiana. And here we go. The Bucks once again hit the same uniforms for both teams all six games. The Bucks again in their Icon Edition green uniforms with the white numbers and lettering. Milwaukee spelled out in white across the front. And for the Pacers, they come out in their Statement Edition gold uniforms, blue numbers and lettering. Indiana spelled out in blue across the front with the triangle shape of the stripes along the right side of the jersey and shorts with a blue line and the white outline down below. As our officiating crew is a veteran crew led by Tony Brothers in his 30th season in the NBA. He has officiated 16 NBA finals. He works with Courtney Kirkland, another veteran official at 24 years in the league, where he has officiated four NBA finals. And Justin Van Dyne, in his 10th year, will round out our crew here tonight for Game 6 of this first round series here in the Eastern Conference. Two Central Division foes that have played each other more than a few times. How about 10 meetings this year? This will be the 11th time these teams have played this season, with the Pacers having won 7 of the 10, but right now it is 3-2 in this series. So Brook Lopez exchanges an embrace with Miles Turner at midcourt. Those two will be going for our opening toss here in just a couple moments' time. Making his way to center court, Courtney Kirkland's going to be the one that puts the ball in the air between those two Giants, and we are officially underway is the opening tip. We'll go back to the Bucks. We'll go right to left now to start this opening quarter. Damian Lillard into the front court, hands it off to Middleton. Chris defended by Nesmith, sends out top to Lillard. Dame drifts to his right, now swings it to the near wing. Middleton puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. He swivels as he's at the free throw line with five to shoot, going to work on Nesmith. Takes it in, pirouette, puts up the fading jumper. Soft touch from Cash Money Middleton, who puts the Bucks on the board first. It's 2-0. We've played 30 seconds. Pacers go to work on their first offensive set now. As Pascal Siakam working on Portis. He's going to pass it out top. Halliburton has it there, now drifts to his left. He'll let it fly on a three, and he splashes his first look through of the night. So Tyrese Halliburton coming into this game tonight in this series had shot 14 of 44 from distance, hadn't had it particularly high, and a quick drive from Beverly, who takes it right to the cup on the other side and lays it in. Pat Bev showing no hesitation going right at that defense. Here's another three-point try on the other end. That misses from the near corner as Nembhard could not connect. Mentioned it before, Indiana, when they're in that half court, they rely on the three ball. If it's not falling, they can be put into some tough spots. Here's Beverly the other way. Bounce pass to Lopez to the free throw line. He floats up a jump hook. That nestles its way through as it bounced a couple times around the cylinder. So the Bucks have an early 6-3 lead. They have connected on all three of their shots to open this game. On the other end of things, it's Indiana with the ball. Halliburton passes off to Turner. Turner challenges on Lopez, but Lopez got in the way of the shot, and it missed inside. Now Middleton going the other way for the Bucks. Races into the front court as he lofts it right into the lane to Bobby Portis. Portis defended by Siakam, trying to back his way in. Sends out top to Middleton. Middleton lets it rip. Three-pointer. Karams back iron, too strong. Rebound tipped and controlled by, it's going to be Halliburton racing the other direction now for the Pacers. Picks up his dribble before he sends it to the near wing. Neesmith out top now to Turner. Quick touch pass to Halliburton. Halliburton left of the lane. Step back. We're going to have a travel. Took an extra step in that step back and forgot to put the ball on the floor. So there's an unforced turnover for Indiana, and the Bucks will hold on to that 6-3 lead just over 2 minutes in to this opening quarter here from downtown Indy. You can almost sense a little bit more tension in the building than there was the first two games we were here. I think the fans are really very cognizant of the fact of what's on the line here right now tonight. Damian Lillard has the ball in his hands. He has yet to attempt a shot here tonight. Going to dribble behind his back, works on Nembhard. He changes that around. Nembhard gets in the way of the three-point try from the top of the arc. It goes sailing out, but that was deflected by Nembhard, so the Bucks are going to hold on to it because the ball was blocked. So Milwaukee will have it out of bounds on the first missed shot of the night. Check that, second missed shot of the night, as the inbound pass will come from the far side of the baseline right. Lillard running out of time, gets it in at the last moment. Shot clock at two now, so Middleton's going to have to force up a tough shot at the horn. Couldn't get it, but Portis there for the rebound. He puts it on the floor. He's got three defenders on him. Turns around. He fades and fires and cashes in from just inside the free throw line. And the Bucks have taken a five-point lead early. 9:20 to go here in the first. 8-3, the Bucks in front. Only points coming from a Halliburton three. Here's a three-point try and a bad one from Neesmith. He was contested and left it well short. Settled for that shot. Indiana's offense has not looked in sync. They've been settling for outside jumpers early. Here's Lillard on the other side. He's going to pull up just inside the arc, and he cans his second shot of the night as that one rattles through, and the Bucks are on a 10-3 lead to start this one here in game six. Halliburton driving inside, swivels in the paint, passes out. Neesmith driving. He'll send out to Nembhard. Nembhard top of the arc. Pick and roll. He's going to pull up from the free throw line, and he missed it. You can just see it. This Indiana team does not look comfortable early in this game. Here comes Lillard the other way. He'll send to Portis. They seem hesitant. In fact, they look a little bit like the team we saw in game one of this series. Here's a pass to Middleton. Sends out top to Lillard. Touch pass to the right wing. Now to Lopez. He'll give now to Beverly. Beverly with a head fake. Drives laterally. Puts up a teardrop. That wouldn't go. Offensive rebound though for Middleton. He had Siakam lurking, so he's going to send it back out toward midcourt where Lillard's got it. He passed it to Beverly, but Beverly was not ready for it. It's going to be taken by Siakam. Turnover going the other way. Pacers get a three-pointer in transition, and Tyrese Halliburton snaps a scoring drought of about a minute, eight, or check that, about 2.5 minutes. So he has the only point so far for Indiana is they have been settling for threes throughout this one, four of their six shots. Here's Milwaukee on the other side. Lillard's going to launch a three, and he buries it from straight on. Damian Lillard has not been hesitant since when is he? He knocks down two of his first three shots. The only one that missed was partially blocked. 11-3 run for the Bucks over the last 3:17 of this game now. Here's Nembhard the other way. Top of the arc, driving on Middleton. Takes it down low. He gets good positioning, and he'll kiss that shot up and in. Gets the Pacers back to within five. 13-8. We sit 7:21 to play here in the first quarter. Damian Lillard making his return to the lineup after missing the last two with Achilles tendonitis. Dame's got it now on that Gainbridge logo. He's going to put up another off-balance three, this time from the top of the arc. That caroms off. Turner with a rebound. He hands it off to Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton races ahead. He'll give to Turner. Turner drives. He's challenged by Portis and fouled as he will head to the free throw line for the first free throws of this game. Well, early in this one, the Bucks have taken the five-point lead. We got a timeout with 6:59 to go in the first quarter. Milwaukee and Indiana settling in for what figures to be a real knuckle-buster tonight in Indianapolis. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big save money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Well, early in this one, the Bucks with the 13-8 advantage as we welcome you back once again here to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Dave Kane working with you here tonight once again from downtown Indy, along with our on-site engineer, Alan Benjamin. J.D. Hamilton is working stats for us tonight. And Justin Garcia working as usual back in studio, along with Jason Gordon here as we make our way through this one. They are holding down the fort at the flagship station, WTMJ, here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Also presented by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. So far in this game, the Bucks have been going to work inside. They've got the 6-2 lead in the paint, and, well, recently that has been the Bucks' advantage. They have been winning that battle in the paint. Look at the last 3 games. Milwaukee has outscored Indiana in the paint each of those 3 games after the Pacers had the edge in games 1 and 2. And so far, it has played out again. But we've got our first free throws coming up here of the night, and that will be Miles Turner stepping to the line for Indiana. And that free throw disparity in this series has been significant. Pacers last in these playoffs in free throw percentage as Turner knocks down the first, just 67.8%. Last time a team shot that low and won a series was against the Bucks. In fact, in 2021 when the Brooklyn Nets did it, shooting 67.7%. Free throw goes down. I should say it was the Bucks that beat the Nets in that series. The Bucks shot that low of a percentage at 67.7%, but won anyway. We've got a whistle and a foul around midcourt as Beverly got fouled by Halliburton after Turner made a pair of free throws to put his team back to within 3. Damian Lillard will inbound on the far side. It's the same 5 on the floor for both sides. As we move along, actually, Obi Toppin is out there for the first time tonight now for Indiana. He's defending on Bobby Portis. Portis goes right around him, takes it to the cup, lays it off the window just a bit too much on it as it's rebounded by Turner. He'll hand it off now, going the other direction. In transition, Toppin takes it to the cup and lays it in. Well, that's why we say for Milwaukee, those layups, you hate to miss them, period, but are particularly in this series where Indiana uses that to ignite their offense and they get their first transition points of the night. Here's Lopez with a head fake. He drives and gets fouled by Turner, who was challenging on that shot. So Brooks going to go to the free throw line after an aggressive drive. And that was one of the things Doc Rivers talked about in the last game that he really liked from his team, was the fact that they weren't just touching the paint to kick it back out. They were going in there with the intention of scoring. And we've seen that already a number of times where that soft underbelly of this Indiana defense at times. They have really struggled to defend the paint. And in fact, as Lopez misses the first free throw, Porter's going to check out. And Danilo Gallinari gets an early entry into this game. But this Pacers team led the league in paint points per game in the regular season scoring, but they gave up even more points in the paint themselves. So it was a net loss. They were actually a net negative in paint points per game. Lopez second free throw to put his team ahead by two. It's good. So Brook manages to knock down a couple free throws, and the Bucks ahead 14 to 12 now. As we sit in the early going here of this first quarter, Toppin tees up a three on the other and missed it strong, but the rebound batted out by Turner. It's going to end up in the hands of Halliburton. Halliburton, a long three from 30 feet away, couldn't hit it, but the tip-in was there. Nobody boxed out on Obi Toppin. Toppin taps it in, and we are tied at 14. Milwaukee going the other direction with it now. Damian Lillard around midcourt. First tie of the night. Here's Lopez with a big swooping jam as he takes it down the middle of the lane, and there was no one in front of him. So he just throws it down with a sledgehammer dunk. T.J. McConnell into the game now, works it over to Toppin. He swings it down low. Good positioning for Neesmith, who got underneath the defense of Middleton and powers the shot up and in off the glass. Full court pressure once again for the Pacers. Milwaukee will have to work across it. Danilo Gallinari takes the pass from Lillard. He's at midcourt. Gets it across with about 15 to shoot as the Bucks go into their offense. So once again, had to expend some time to get into the front court. Lopez going to cast up a three. That misses back iron, but a long rebound out to Middleton. Middleton fires away. His three misses short. The Bucks are still over. Check that. 1 of 6 from three-point range now. Pacers started 1 of 5 from the floor in this game. Since then, they've hit 5 of their last 7. And now Halliburton gets a wide open look, but misses it well short. He was almost 2 alone on that. Had a little too much time to think about it. Beasley's going to come into the game. He'll replace Damian Lillard, who checks out playing 7 minutes early in this one with 5 points on 2 of 4 shooting. And his return to the lineup for the Bucks was listed as doubtful when the day started, improved to questionable, and then by game time, he was listed available. Now Milwaukee's got it going right to left in a tie game, 16 apiece, 4:47 to play in the first. Middleton, top of the circle. Dribbles with the right hand, now crosses over at the left elbow, try to fit it through in a tight spot, but it was tipped back to him. He'll get it inside. Gallinari just missed a chance of the three-point play. He was fouled, though, so he will head to the line. A very fortuitous bounce there as Middleton was trying to squeeze a pass into a very tight place, and it ended up getting knocked back to him. Fans did not like the call when they saw it on the replay. T.J. McConnell gets called for what will be Indiana's third foul of this game. And for McConnell, that will go as his first. First free throw is off the mark from Gallinari. Gallo played the first two playoff games in these last two games since April of 2022 after he sat the first three games of this series as coaches DNPs. Second free throw is good. And Gallinari puts the Bucks ahead 17-16 with 4:36 to play here in the first. Here's a drive from McConnell. Passes out and out of Halliburton. He glides inside and lays it softly out the window and good. So Indiana has reclaimed the lead. It is the third lead change of this one early on. And now Milwaukee goes the other way with Middleton. Spinning into the front court around that midcourt. He goes into the air, drew some contact. There was no whistle. Officials are going to say that he initiated it, evidently. So Indiana is going to try to take advantage in transition. Obi Toppin rains down a three. 21-17. Indiana has a four-point lead. McConnell was going for the steal. He slipped in the backcourt. Bucks trying to run now the other way with him just catching up now at the last moment. And now Milwaukee trying to stem the tide here as Beverly drives the right side of the lane. He tried to power it up, no good, but it went right back to Lopez, and Lopez was under the rim and able to lay it in softly to get the Bucks back to within two. 21-19, Bucks with 4 offensive rebounds already in this game. Here's a three-pointer from Turner. Turner missed it from the near side, but Toppin tips the rebound to himself as he outduels Beasley. Now a runner from just inside the free throw line, way too strong for Neesmith. Mentioned his touch has simply not been there for him over the most of this opening 6 games of this series. Here comes Beverly the other way for Milwaukee. He's got it left of the lane. Picks up his dribble, bobbing and weaving. Kisses the shot off the window, no good. Got a good look at it, but he just couldn't finish, similar to Neesmith moments ago. Now McConnell the other way. He twirls his way inside and flips it over the front iron and good. Timeout coming from Milwaukee. We will take it with them. 3:09 to play. We are in quarter number one. It is Indiana with a four-point lead. And the Bucks will have the basketball when we come back after a word here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers. Game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
.com/camps.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We're also presented by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. So early in this one, it is still tight 123-19, our score, with 3:09 to play in this first quarter. We've so far in this game seen three lead changes in two ties, and so far for the Pacers, well, this is a number that we'll have to keep a very close eye on. Fast break points and transition points. Milwaukee had done such a good job of that the last few games against Indiana. But today already 10 fast break points for the Pacers to none for Milwaukee. They have been able to get out and run in this one. And that is a big piece of the puzzle for Indiana and that offensive attack. Bucks down by four. Amazingly, they have actually outscored the Pacers in this series. Came in plus five. In spite of the fact they're down 3-2, that doesn't happen very often. In fact, the last time a team was outscored and still lost, or outscored the other team and still lost, was that same Brooklyn Nets team that lost to the Bucks in that 2021 Eastern Conference semifinal. Here's a near turnover. It is taken away. McConnell pokes at the ball, sends it ahead to Halliburton, who flushes it through and comes away hollering. And there's the steal again from McConnell. Stepped in front of the inbound pass from Beasley. That sets up Toppin, who missed the layup but got fouled. Well, Milwaukee has simply got to be more careful with the ball. Beasley turned it over on that inbound. And tell you what, that is a quick way to get into trouble against this team. The Bucks have done a good job of being careful with the ball. In fact, they just haven't turned it over very frequently. It was Middleton on the pass that started the jump on McConnell on the first steal. And then he came away with another one some 10 seconds later. And the Pacers trying to capitalize yet again. Bucks came into this game tonight committing the third fewest turnovers of any team in the league in these playoffs. It's just under 10 and a half per game, but they just had two in 10 seconds. And first free throw is good from the Pacers as it was put in there by Toppin. He'll have another one coming. Obi Toppin on the season, 77% free throw shooter for the Pacers. Bucks have attempted four free throws. They've made three of them. Indiana has attempted four. Now they've made all four. Talked about how their struggles had been coming into this thing for Indiana. Well, they've outshot the Bucks at the free throw line early in this one tonight. Coming out to defend tightly on Lillard is McConnell. McConnell follows him toward that logo at midcourt. Now Lillard going to bounce it off to Portis. He sends to the corner. A head fake from Connaughton. He drives baseline under the rim. Circles around with two to shoot. Got to get the shot up. He's rejected by Toppin. Just took too long. Indiana going the other way, leading 27-19. Three-pointer from Halliburton. That one mercifully misses. Roof would have blown off the building here. Pacers on a 21-6 run over the last 5 minutes. Here comes Middleton. Pulls up. He missed on a jumper, one that he typically makes. Rebound got away from Portis and taken by Siakam. He'll give to Halliburton the other way for the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton comes to a stop. Passes off to McConnell. McConnell flings it down low. Siakam caught it under the defense and lays it in. Not much rim protection out there right now for the Bucks. The lineup goes Middleton, Lillard, Connaughton, Beasley, and Portis. Indiana trying to exploit that fact. Here goes Portis down low. He's being defended tightly by Siakam. Trapped in the corner. He's going to try to hold on to it. Ball is knocked away. Out of bounds. Who would it touch last? They don't know. Jump ball is called for. So Tony Brothers is now talking with Courtney Kirkland under the rim with Damian Lillard trying to get a word in. And here comes Justin Van Dyne over there. See if he had a better angle. Nope, they're going to just put the ball in the air. So Courtney Kirkland's going to make his way to the free throw line where Bobby Portis will go opposite Obi Toppin for the jump ball here with his team leading 29-19. So Bobby's hearing those chants. He was ready for them. The Bobby sucks chants. It's a little different sound than it is when it's in Milwaukee. Bobby wins the tip back in spite of what looked to be a very disadvantageous toss. It was behind the Toppin as he was going up for it. Lillard wiggles his way down low, and he got fouled going up in the teeth of the defense. So he'll step to the line for a pair of free throws, and this will be worth watching for Lillard here tonight. Dame comes into this game better than 9 free throw attempts per game so far in this series. And you exclude that strange Boston game where there were only 2 free throws in the regular season between the Bucks and the Celtics. It was an NBA record low. Celtics didn't take one. Well, you take that game out of the mix in the last 5 games of the regular season, Lillard averaged 12 free throw attempts per game. So he has really found his way to the line much more frequently of late. His first trip here tonight, and he gets the first free throw to go as he bounced it over the front iron and good. Second free throw on the way with a 1:20 to go in the first quarter of a 29-20 lead. It was the largest advantage of the night for Indiana, matching their 10-point lead they had in the first quarter of game 5. Second free throw is good. Of course, we all know how that one transpired in the end. The Bucks would come from behind and ultimately dominate that game really from the second quarter on. Here's McConnell the other way. He's going to pull up, and he gets a clean look at the shot from mid-range about 8 feet out. On the inbound, Bucks having a hard time getting it in. Nembhard knocks it away again as he's trying to get it to A.J. Green, who had recently checked in. A couple new faces for the Bucks. Pat Beverly's out there along with Green. You got 3 guards. Actually, it's a 4-guard lineup with Beasley out there, too. Portis, the only non-guard. Portis goes driving down the lane. He had an open look at the rim, and it got closed at the last second on a foul, but Bobby Portis was stampeding down the paint as he will earn himself a trip to the free throw line with his team down 31-21 with just inside of a minute to go now in quarter number one from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Bucks win. It is game 7 on Saturday. If they lose, well, it is game over here in 2023-24 for the Bucks here in game 6, an elimination game tonight. So Portis will go to the line. His first of 2 free throws is up and good. I actually got a chance to talk to Bobby's mom coming in this. I asked her, what is it like to hear a fan base chant your son's name at home? And then what is it like to be on the road and hear them chant his names in an altogether different way? She said she's not losing sleep over it. It means he caught their attention. Bobby certainly did. He misses the second free throw. Too strong. And now it is Indiana going the other way. 31-22. McConnell drives inside. He works it out. Pass to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Toppin. No good. Rebounded by Lillard. Dame's going the other direction now for the Bucks. Crosses the midcourt logo. Dribbles with the left hand. Swings the pass out top to Portis. Portis passes now to Beverly. Beverly on the right wing. Dribbling with a left hand. He's defended on the outside by Turner. 33 seconds on the game clock, 7 on the shot clock. Portis turns around, fires up the jumper from the right baseline, gets a friendly roll as that one trickles through after it touched three quadrants of that rim. And the Bucks now back to within 7. Game clock and shot clock now separate by